Diane Cozart has strong beliefs, among them that there should be freshly baked cinnamon bread around the holidays and a fully decorated Christmas tree in the living room. She also believes the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and in between homeschooling her six kids, she taught each of them to make healthy choices. 15 years ago, Cozart and her husband signed the family up for the Christian health-sharing ministry called MediShare.
It's a lot more than insurance. It's a great peace of mind, and it really feels like ministry, too.
See, every month Cozart contributes $550, that's for her husband and two youngest kids, to a member share exchange run by a credit union. Her plan caps out-of-pocket expenses at $1,250 a year. The credit union then transfers funds from one member's bank account to another when there's a medical need. For example, in 2005, Cozart had breast cancer.
I calculated that there were about $100,000 worth of surgeries. But once I met the deductible, that was it. And I never paid any more during that year.
Okay, sounds like insurance, but how often do you call up the number on the back of your card and get an offer like this?
Lord God, that you would just continue to watch over he and his wife and watch over their health and their well-being, Lord God.
There are some additional requirements under the biblical model of sharing. Among them, members have to attend church, abstain from extramarital sex, and avoid alcohol and drug abuse.
I like it that my insurance dollars are not going to help pay for folks who live alternate lifestyles and maybe they do things that are not healthful. I feel confident that I'm not paying for another person's bad choices. So my premiums stay down.
MediShare participants do pay less on average than they might for traditional insurance, 30% less according to a 2009 study by the Association of Health Insurance Providers. Tony Meggs is president of the ministry that runs MediShare. In the group's biggest market, Texas, membership has almost doubled to 7,000 people since 2010. Meggs says it's no coincidence that's also the year Obamacare passed.
Since the passage of the Affordable Care Act, we have seen significant growth.
Meggs explains in Christian sharing ministries, faith plays an enormous role. There's actually no guarantee your medical bills will ever be paid. In that way, it's less like typical insurance and more akin to passing the collection plate at church. Also, members decide on which procedures are covered. Last year, members took a much-debated vote and expanded coverage to vaccines for babies. But you can pretty much forget about the morning-after pill, abortions, or drug rehab.
It's not something that is for everyone. The individual really has to grasp the tenets of Christian faith, and our mission is simply to connect and equip Christians to carry each other's everyday burdens, and we do it in a very practical way of sharing in each other's medical bills.
Under the Affordable Care Act, insurance plans have to cover a set of essential health benefits, things like lab tests, prescription drugs, and mental health services. You can't be turned down because of a pre-existing condition or because you're gay.
These consumer protections, which are integral to the Affordable Care Act, don't apply to healthcare sharing ministries.
Kevin Lucia is a senior research fellow at the Center on Health Insurance Reforms at Georgetown University. He argues that a health sharing ministry is really just a loophole.
You don't have a team of regulators watching them closely to make sure they're financially solvent, that they're not going to go bankrupt if they get a huge claim, and that if you did have a complaint, that you have regulators that can advocate for you to make sure that you're getting what you paid for.
I'm Bob Singleton. I'm a composer and producer of music.
Singleton, who lives with his family in rural Collin County, joined the largest Christian health insurance alternative called Samaritan Ministries in 2005. He says it's fine by him. There's no coverage for preventative care.
There's a lot of personal responsibility in this. I feel a certain amount of responsibility that I'm not just submitting a claim for something totally superfluous.
Under Samaritan's model, contributions are sent directly to the member in need.
Every month, we get a letter from Samaritan's Ministries, and it gives us the name of a person, three or four sentences about their medical condition, and we pray for them, write out a check, send a note.
A few years ago, Singleton severed a tendon in his index finger. Surgery cost $10,000. A month later, checks and greeting cards began arriving in the mail.
These messages were enclosed with the checks. They says, "Praise God for skilled medical people. We pray for God's continued blessing on you. It's great for Christians to be able to help one another."
Singleton admits when he tells friends about this cost-sharing group, they think it's strange.
A lot of people think that it's some sort of a Ponzi scheme or multi-level marketing or something like that, and it's not.
So healthcare cost sharing is an alternative to Obamacare for people willing to put their health in God's hands and the hands of other believers. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.